Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This program, this satsang, is for Sunday, June 28, 2015. Very grateful to be with you. I want to thank my sponsors, my mystery donor, for making all of this possible. If it were not for my sponsors and my mystery donor who matches their donations, this satsang would not to be here serving you, and I hope that many of you who listen to this satsang and what I'm offering to you here, questions from all sorts of different people, that you will join us and help us sustain this program. It is very, very important. One of the more important things I do. I get a lot of email about what I teach, the manner in which I teach, clarifying and all of that. And I think it's very important. So I hope that you will become a sponsor if you are not right now and help us sustain this offering to you each and every week. I have interesting questions today. Some of these are just so fascinating to me, and it never ceases to amaze me how we as human beings are. I have gathered these questions over the last, 6 months, and they are about something you would think any of us and all of us would understand by now, but we don't. And it always amazes me that we're so lethargic about love. And yet everything we do is about achieving some sense of love. We want to be loved. And that love can take on the ideals of respect or getting noticed in the small part of wanting to be loved in the human part. But very few people ever go for the magnificence of authentic love. Very few people ever go for the grand picture of love. And forgive me, it just blows my mind. So today is about the heart and the difference between the human heart and the authentic heart. And this will probably be a very confusing to some of you. I hope not. I always get up in the morning. I record these somewhere between 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning. So when I am recording these, I'm trying to be very clear with you and succinct about your questions because they're very, very important to me. If you don't get any of these questions, if you don't aspire to them, as it were, life can be very difficult. So may I do this well, please. First question comes from Jude. He does not tell me where he lives. What is the difference between the human heart and my regular heart? You speak of the human heart in derogatory ways and the spiritual heart in good ways. I don't understand what the difference is, Jude. Of course, I wouldn't be Greg if I didn't go, hey, Jude. Oh, okay. All right. Jude, listen to me. It isn't derogatory. It's futile that I speak to you in. When I talk about the human heart, I'm talking about our spiritual mischief. I'm talking about all of the stuff that we accumulate in our minds about the meaning of our life based on human desire, ambition, pride, vanity, hubris. And that's what we do. The human heart, let's take a look at it. It is the culmination of Gregory's total sense of insecurity, fear, and anger, merged with his ability to try to cover all of that up with rhetoric and personality and persona and ego and make himself and you believe that he loves. If you look at our entire life, I mean, really look at it, you will see it's all been a charade, a kabuki play, as it were. We're making up stuff all the time. We're doing everything we can to dance as long as we can on this planet till the music stops. And in all of that we're doing, we just want to be loved. And that love has to come from our point of view, from our human heart, our emotionality. Now, trying to get love from that point of view means that I have to be loved from the outside in rather than from the inside out. The difference between a Buddha, a Lhasa, a Jesus is they found love within themselves. And it wasn't a self that they found it in. It wasn't the human part of them that they found it in. And that's the difficulty that most of us have in the course of our living. We just don't seem to get that. We want to be loved from the outside. We want to be reassured that we are fine and dandy and lovable and respected and that we're not alone. We have all of this stuff going on within us. And that's the human emotionality of it all, Jude. The difference? Human emotionality comes from genetics, from DNA. It has to do with survival, and that's all it's about, is pure survival. Our whole genetic reproduction system, sex, everything that comes from that is organic only to our chemistry. Testosterone and estrogen and all the other little things that make up the sex drive in a human being. And believe it or not, a great deal of our emotionality comes from chemistry in us. But when that chemistry changes and we go through the change of life, and men go through it too with their testosterone levels going down, you begin to find out that you're lost and afraid. Because all of that stuff that I just talked about has diminished the chemicals. And now what are you going to do? You don't have the same urges. You don't have the same thoughts anymore about your emotionality. Questions start coming up about who and what you are and what you're doing with your life and what is good and what is bad, what is right, what is wrong, and who loves you and who don't love you. And you start building up ideas and ideals that have nothing to do with the authentic heart. It is not difficult to find the authentic heart, but few pursue it. Very few people on the planet. And if you don't pursue it, of course, it will be difficult to find it. Sometimes we stumble upon it, like drunks, but basically it doesn't happen in the life of a person. And so we start, what shall I say, disbelieving that love even exists within us. What happens when you're too old for people to look at you? You're not attractive like you used to be. You get ignored. People walk by you. They don't even want to look at you. And they think that young people, as we thought too, that we'd never get old. But look at us. We're old. And if you begin to look at the whole scheme of life and what's going on in our living, you begin to see that all of this is taking place rapidly, changing our emotionality, making us feel afraid and hurt and angry and all sorts of things. So we start looking at that and thinking to ourselves, well, what's it all about? I mean, I'm not attractive anymore. I don't have a lot of friends. People aren't looking at me anymore. Now I'm going to be alone and afraid, and all sorts of conclusions come up and fears. Jude, that is the human heart. The human heart is based on chemistry, genetics, and DNA. And that's just the way it is. And for the most part, that's the way we live. And we substitute affection for food or alcohol or drugs. That's why everybody's on pot. Everybody's on alcohol. That's why they're big, because they're the substitute. They help us feel better than our emotions can make us feel. And those emotions that we had that made us feel so high, so good in our teens and our 20s now has turned on us. And now we need help, and we use pot, and we use alcohol, and we use food and entertainment and all sorts of family stuff. Oh, if you have a family, at least you have a bunch of people around you and you're not alone anymore. There you are. That's the way it goes. That's the way it lives. We're not very deep. So what is the heart, the authentic heart? Well, it has nothing to do with any of these things. That beautiful spiritual heart of yours has always been there. It is the throb of life in you. It is the essence of you as an entity and not as a human and a being. You have the human and you have your being. And if you don't know the difference between the human and the being, then you are lost. And most people can't go to the being because they're too busy looking for the chemistry of the human to revive them in emotionality. That's why we use drugs and alcohol and entertainment and sports and all the other stuff that we like to sustain the humanity of us, the humanness of us. And we miss, and we miss, and we miss until we are dead, and we do it again, and we do it again, and we do it again, all of us. And a person like me is a voice, a cry in the wilderness that nobody pays much attention to, and I understand that. But nonetheless, it is important for that voice to be there one way or the other. Your heart, Jude, is the presence of life within you. What some people on the earth call God, what some people call the universe, what some people call higher power, whatever it is. I don't believe in higher powers and all that stuff. There is no higher and lower in this life. There is just what is. To exist and live beyond my emotionality. When people say, I don't understand why we're here and what the purpose is. The purpose is to exist and live beyond our emotionality. To find love. There's something for you to think about, dear one. Okay? I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. It's hard for people to love, and yet you are nothing but love. You were born out of love. But it's very hard for many of us to love because it's not in our chemistry. And as you get older, it will start to wear away even more. The millennium generation has no concept of love because it is not in their pod. What they were brought into this world to understand or to be in. And, of course, their parents. Oy vey, I won't even get into that. Okay, the next question comes from Diana. She does not tell me where she lives. I can't find the heart. You speak of the heart, but I can never find of the heart that you speak of. Why, Diana? Most people can't, Diana. Please be patient. I don't know if you meditate. You don't say whether you do or whether you don't. I can probably tell you that by the sound of what I'm hearing here, that if you do, it's frustrating for you. And if it is, most people don't do those things that frustrate them for very long, and they move on to other things that ingratiate their emotionality. So I'm going to assume that you really don't meditate. And I know you think, because I'm a meditation teacher, because I am akin to Zen and all of that stuff, that I'm pushing my product here, marketing it. I'm not. You can't market inner work. You can't market love, real, authentic love. You can market emotion, but you can't market love, because love is intrinsic to the spirit that you are. And this intrinsic spirit cannot be realized through common thinking. Here's the issue. Diana, listen to me. Love is not something I can think. It is not revealed through thinking. Anything that is revered in this world is through the commonality of thinking. But the things that are truly valuable can't be thought. If you try to think them, if you try to get it through thinking, you will miss the entire experience. And life is an experience. It is not an event. It is an ongoing experience that never ends. Now, you can live the way you live in some kind of ideal about your life, about what is right and wrong, what is good and bad. You can live in thoughts about love and romance and all that other stuff, but that is not the bigger picture of love itself. That's not the capital L. The reason you can't find it is because you're thinking about it. You live in it. You swim in it. You breathe it. It is everywhere within you and everywhere around you. It is the bliss of love that makes my heart beat, your heart beat. And whether you know it or not, you and I are in love. We're in the love of love. We're in the oneness that all of us treasure. And it never goes away. We make choices separate from this love, and hence we make the choice to be emotional. And when I make that choice to be emotional, I miss the essence of my life. I miss the process of my living. I miss the beauty of every single moment that I am in. And hence, I lose what is truly valuable. I can't make you understand all of this. I can't make you believe what I'm teaching. I can't make you do anything. The only thing I can do is let love live you and live me. So, Diana, if you are going to live, what are you going to live for? Are you going to live for your family, assuming you have one? Are you going to live for your husband, your children, your cat, your dog, your bird, your fish? Are you going to live to go to Europe? What are you going to live for? Most people live for their children. That's as far as they can go. They just want their kids to do well and maybe even do better than they did, so they can not feel bad about bringing them onto this earthly plane through indifference and, shall we say, carelessness. And there you are. That's about as far as we go. We're not very deep. We're not profound. And we don't generally allow ourselves to be too much interested in anything else other than what generates the ability to have more emotionality and make it grow in us. No one's going to talk you out of your family. That's why Jesus said, your greatest enemies are those of your own household. You got to read him on this. He's outrageous. You wouldn't, all you Christians out there, wouldn't follow Jesus if you ever really heard him. Really, you wouldn't. How could you? He's saying, denounce your family. And all you women out there who are womenizers, who believe that women aren't being treated fair. Well, I want you to understand something. According to the Bible, man was created in the image and likeness of God. So I am like God. But you weren't. You were God's second little idea. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that you were created like man in the image and likeness of God. You had borrowed parts, and that's about as far as it went. So I want you to be content with your place in this world, because that's what God did for you. I get so tired of this man-woman thing. It's so stupid. Can't we just all love each other beyond our body parts? Hardly. We so love controversy. We so love conflict. And everybody who doesn't feel love inside is fighting for attention. And we've reduced love to respect and attention instead of compassion and forgiveness. We live in a very sick society, my dear ones, and we're not going to change it. And we keep bringing in those souls who are even sicker than we are through just being careless with sex. It's really sad. Diana, I didn't give you very much here to be hopeful for, but there you are. You won't find your heart until you find silence. Silence is the answer to everything. I hope that helps you in some way. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Randy. And he just says, in Southern California. How is life different from the heart rather than from the emotions that you speak of? Randy. The heart reveals one thing, and I have found this to be very true in my life with it. I constantly have to humble myself. When you're in the human heart, you're trying to appease that human heart. You're trying to excel in it. You're trying to do things to get other people's respect and love and admiration. There's a hubris to it that is like no other. But when you're in the heart of life, the real heart, there is a sense of oneness. In the human heart, there's about individuality. And people will tell you, you have to be an individual. Your individuality is what it's all about. And that would not be true. And that would not be authentic. And that has nothing to do with any of it. But people like to believe, I'm an individual. You dress like everyone else. You poop like everyone else, you pish like everyone else, you eat like everyone else, you blink like everyone else, your heart, physical heart, beats like everyone else. How are you so different? You're not. And try as you will, your individuality is merely a masquerade and keeping you from the authentic part of your life. How is my life different? When you seek the heart, it's about humility. You will be willing to be humiliated by what you see in how you have lived. That will be the first thing. And it is humiliating. I've had to go through it. I still go through it. I feel very sad about the way I've lived my life at times and how foolish I have been. And I refuse to repeat that pattern ever again. And you should look at it the same way yourself. First, there must be the recognition of what we've lived from and the humiliation that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to do that, which 99 and 9/10 of the people I know are not willing to do, then you will not mature. The second is that you will come into humility. Not my will, but thy will be done. Looking at your life, not from the point of view of what you believe and what you want and what you think and what is right and what you think is wrong or good or bad or any of that. You will come to the place where love can exist within you. as compassion. You will find love in the lowest places in you, not the highest. And when I say that, the lowest place means beyond where the ego can go. The highest within you is the lowest. And most people can't go there, consider that, or even entertain it. That's why the world is the way the world is. We're walking around like all of this doesn't matter. We're sleepwalkers. And we just walk around bumping into all sorts of things because we can't see what we're doing. We're drunk on our drunkenness. So, Randy, the difference is awareness. And it's very important to have it in your life, to be aware of everything that is going on. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something, I could be of service to you. Please come to this website. At the top of the page, you will see contact. Just click on it and let me know what's on your mind, like all of these people have. And any question is important to me. So don't think that your questions are silly. They won't be. Have a wonderful weekend, and please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.